It's the first Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's traditional Roman station is the Cathedral of Rome, the Archbasilica of the Holy Savior and St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist in the Lateran. This is where the cathedra, or the chair, or see, of the Bishop of Rome is located. The Basilica Church was built on land donated by the Emperor Constantine to Pope Miltiades, and the first church was dedicated here on the 9th of November in 324. The present colossal facade, commissioned by Clement XII, proclaims its importance in Christendom as the mother church of all the churches of the city and of the world. In ancient times, catechumens would come back to St. John's on the Easter Vigil for baptism. Today's station is a reminder of our own baptism and the constant choice we must make daily to be who we are. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. On Mount Sinai, a mysterious cloud enveloped Moses, and for 40 days and 40 nights he received the astounding privilege of the vision of God himself. Elias also climbed the same holy mountain, but before reaching it, he had to endure, suffer, sacrifice himself, since he walked for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses represents the law, and Elias the prophets. All of the Old Testament is therefore in a certain way contained in these two. Let us take them as examples during Lent, but most of all, let us follow our Lord during the 40 days which he spent in the desert, praying, fasting, and rejecting Satan before beginning his public life. His fast sanctifies our own. His dwelling in the desert shows us that the time of Lent is a time of retreat. Let us therefore remind ourselves that we are made for God, who alone is the bestower of true happiness. He alone can fulfill the aspirations of our heart. So true is this that St. Augustine could say, "You have made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in thee." Over the course of the year, we unfortunately have a very hard time giving to God all the place he deserves in our life, and so the time of Lent is there to allow us to bring ourselves back into order. Let us therefore take advantage of Lent to draw closer to God and to live in his company. Let us take it to heart to give him the first place. Our Sire God being first served. As St. Joan of Arc said, let us consider concretely how to progress in our prayer life by choosing one or another of the resolutions offered here after the thought for the day. Lord Jesus, to attract us to thee, thou speakest to us again today this sweet invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And this other, come apart into a desert place and rest a while. Resolutions. To progress in our prayer life, hold ourselves in the presence of God by carefully keeping silence of eyes and ears, forgetting ourselves. Be more faithful to morning and evening prayer. Attend Mass during the week or make a spiritual communion. Take greater care with our thanksgiving. Say the Rosary. Make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament or spend a few minutes meditating before or after Mass. Attend Vespers.